You were the first ones to set the trend of a luxury salon in this country.
Most entrepreneurs or most people think that if you want to get into an industry, you should know the industry. People who know the business can only follow the rules. And I started learning my own way of doing business. We don't know anything about salon. Wow. That is a bliss.
So we have grown by about 750 plus salons in this country.
So you take a service this month, next month only you take a service. If I don't fill my salon, I have to pay the rent, I have to pay the salary, I have to pay the electricity. All my fixed costs are very high. Only the variable is my product cost, which is very less. He said, sir, I'm in this industry for the past 14 years. My father was called a barber. I was called a hairdresser. Joined naturals, became a hairstylist. Then I became a style director. Today I'm a salon director. I touched a taboo activity, converted to a lifestyle business.
In the salon business, when somebody's starting up, a lot of people start and they don't know how to scale or what are those three things that you think is very important in a salon business?
Entrepreneurship is not new to Indians.
Right.
Scaling is. That made a huge difference for me. After that, I expanded my bandwidth. Number one in Tamil Nadu, number one in India, and number one in the world is my new target.
Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Grow Your Influence. And in this episode, I'm thrilled to host an amazing personality who consistently impresses and blows my mind with the incredible insights he shares. Joining us today is Mr. C.K. Kumaravel, the visionary leader of India's top salon brand, Natural. So let's watch this. Wow. So I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today. First time I heard you was in the the Thai Entrepreneurs Network. And I think your speech was in Tamil. And the amount of applause your speech got inspired me so much. It's like, if someone has to be a speaker, it should be like you.
I should be thanking you for the opportunity. Every time somebody gives me a new opportunity, especially podcast. Though I believed in it a lot more because I am a more an audio buff, but I never had an opportunity to talk in a podcast. So thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you
so
much.
I always used to say that anything worth doing is worth doing badly in the beginning.
Wow.
So this is my second podcast. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. This is my third podcast. So I think I'll align with the thoughts there. You know, one of the reasons this podcast is also happening today is because I think this is going to be immensely learning experience for me personally. Because every time I'm hearing you, there is one idea that I think I can take back home. That's how inspiring your talks are. So I'll ask you certain questions today. And my first question is, you know, Naturals began in the year 2000. And you were the first ones to set the trend of a luxury salon in this country. In fact, the whole idea of unique sex salon, which was, I think, never existed, was established by you. How did a radical shift happen?
I think in many ways, 2000 is a very pivotal year in the journey of the country called India.
Right.
1947, Mahatma Gandhi and the team got us a political freedom from Britishers. 1991, Manmohan Singh and Narasimha Rao got us an economic freedom.
Right.
So the next 9 years is a more of formative years because they have made a lot of policy changes. The results have started coming from 2000. So that's the first salary of the daughter is more than the last salary of the father.
Right.
The IT industry revolution created by Narayana Murthy's and Azim Premji's. And so many things, the young India, which is engineering graduates, English speaking, salary at 50K and 100,000 plus, they don't have much avenues to spend.
Right.
So they were looking for buying cars, buying bikes, EMIs, going to restaurant, and salon also became one of the businesses.
Right.
Because the work atmosphere suddenly has become unisex, which was earlier was not there.
True.
Father was working, mother was housewife, taking care of the kids. The society construct completely changed.
True.
And gave an opportunity for a unisex workspace.
Right.
That is when we thought, why not we also do a unisex salon?
Makes sense.
So that's, in my mind, I think it is more the external environment is very amenable for that concept. So we introduced it and that made a huge differentiator.
Right.
We were looking for what to do because at that point of time, Lakme was my hero brand.
Right.
At when we started first salon and Lakme has 130 salon, brand Lakme from Unilever stable. I never thought it was the god for me.
Right.
But today I look at and Lakme is not even half the size. And the Naturals, we have even in what do you call, the southern state part of the country, we have become double the size. Right. And that's how much we have moved forward, looking at the opportunity and learning from the experience and fine-tuning it and things like that.
So what was your starting point? Like, I think you don't come from this industry as such, but what was that starting point? How did that, you had the ability to take that risk to get started?
I think one of the problem most entrepreneurs or most people think that if you want to get into an industry, you should know the industry.
Right.
I'm a firm believer that if you are from the industry, you cannot disrupt the industry. You can only grow incrementally in that industry. A few years before I went to America, San Francisco, I got down and my friend picked me up from the airport. And I was carrying two big suitcases. And he said, I put one in the boot and it was full. And so I said, one I will carry in my lap. He said, don't worry, put it in the front. I said, how will you put it in the front? Anyway, he's saying, I went inside and he opened the bonnet. There is no engine. I put my suitcase there. And I came in and sat, and that's the time it was Tesla. So somebody from outside the car industry alone can think about making a car without an engine.
True.
A General Motors, a BMW, a Toyota, Maruti. Nobody thought of, everyone in the car industry thought, how can I make a more fuel efficient car? How can I make a faster running engine or more space? This is what the car industry was thinking. And here is one man who is from outside the industry asking the one simple question and says, hey, why we should have an engine? And that was the birth of Tesla. And for me, I'm new to the industry. And one of the funniest incidents is that I wanted to start the industry. I went to a L'Oreal stockist. He says, you should give me 15,000 rupees and for an appointment.
Okay.
He says, I'm going to give you knowledge of the industry.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And you are going to give me 15,000 rupees. And then you come after a month. Okay. I'm very busy now.
Sure.
So that's how much he was telling me. I said, no, neither did I have the money, nor did I have the time. So I said, thank you very much. And I went merrily. And I started learning my own way of doing business. Since you don't know the rules of the business, you can disrupt it.
Right.
People who know the business can only follow the rules. You don't know the business, they think you cannot do the, no, don't worry. That is, whatever you are thinking has become the rules. And that's how naturals have disrupted the salon industry. We don't know anything about salon. That is a bliss.
Wow. Not knowing is a bliss, what you're trying to
yes.
say. Lovely. Okay. See, correct me if I'm wrong. I think we have grown by about 750 plus salons in this country. So when we started, how big was the team? And when was this shift happened, when we started to boom at this big level? Like, you know, there was maybe, like, we started with 5-6 salons, and then when was that change happened?
No, I think the first, when we started, all I wanted was to get Veena self-employed and make 60,000 rupees a month.
Veena is your wife?
Yeah, Veena is my wife. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
so I wanted to get her self-employed and make 60,000 rupees a month, because that is the money we thought is needed to keep the family safe.
Right.
That was the first step. Second step, when we started making that 50,000, 60,000 rupees money, we thought, okay, little more comfort is required. And India, a 2 lakh is a very comfortable way of leading a decent life. So we thought 2 lakh is the next this thing, which we opened the next salon, we could reach there. Then I wanted to make it number one in Chennai. Somebody had 5, that means I should have 6. So that is the 6th salon I should do. I got borrowed some money from the bank, and that was a story I told so many times. And I opened that salon, another 3 salons with the money generated, 6 salons, 6th year. And that's when I had thought I have reached everything. It is good for life. One salon every year opened means you are one superstar, is what I used to think.
Felt. Okay.
Then I met Mahatriya. And during the conversation, he asked me, what am I doing? And I told him, I'm running this salon chain, Naturals, now at that point of time, 6, 7, 8 salons. And I'm very happy, because I was coming from a devastating failure a decade before to a decade after, I'm doing extremely well, and people are looking at me with a lot of this thing. So I thought, I have come a long way. And he said that, yes, you are now doing very well. And second half of the class, it looked like as if he's taking for me.
Okay.
He says, a lot of people who are making good product and doing a lot of good things, think that they are doing extremely well and they are very happy about it. If the good people do not desire to become rich, money will go in the hands of bad people.
Right.
And the bad people will use it and destroy good people.
Right.
Don't think just because you are going in 40 kilometer in a car, nobody can cross you at 80 kilometer or 120 kilometer.
Right.
And somebody does it, they not only go ahead of you,
right,
they will also ensure that you are not surviving.
Right. Wow.
So, in your own selfish interest, desire for more, grow more and grow fast.
Wow.
And that was the class he was taking. I thought he's taking it for me.
Mafia does that.
Yes.
Yeah, he does that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. That made a huge difference for me. After that, I expanded my bandwidth. Rain fills the size of the vessel you carry.
True.
I expanded my this thing to. Then I said, I want to now become number one in Tamil Nadu, number one in South India, number one in India, and number one in the world is my new target.
Wow. So, I think we need the right mentors at the right time to ask right questions to grow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think once I met Mahathirya and I had certain challenges, so I wrote an email to him and I decided to go meet him in person because I was working with Infinitism back then. And I just met him and he told me, these are your three questions. This. And I was just crying at that moment because I was like, wow, how did he discover that these are my three questions? He just answered those three questions. So in that meeting, I had never asked him questions. He just answered those three questions.
Yep.
So yes, I think we have some really amazing, good knowledge base here in Chennai, like Mahathirya. So coming back to this, I read somewhere that you wanted to make India housewife free. And now you have more than 400 women in major roles. That's a lot. Why do you think salon is an ideal job for a lot of women in India?
No, salon business means it's a hospitality industry. It's a beauty industry.
Right.
Both come very, very, like a second nature for women.
Mm.
So, and it's huge entrepreneur creation opportunity and huge job creation opportunity. And when I saw women, my wife Veena, working so comfortably, and that is the first-hand experience for me to connect the dots. And the thought went on with my, the woman entrepreneur business came in with my mother. It happened in 12th September 1979.
Wow.
My father died.
Okay.
And he was 48, my mother was 42. Six children, eldest at 25 and youngest at 12. I'm the youngest. And my mother called all six of us the next day and told that from today I'm going to be your father and mother.
Wow.
I really did not understand the grasp of what she is trying to say. All I could understand is the family is in some kind of trouble.
Okay.
Next 35 years, she did exactly that, played the role of father and mother for us. She ran a school, she ran a bakery, she ran a, tailoring unit, farming. She danced, she sang, she lived a complete life. At that point of time, we had 2.5 lakhs debt, which is equivalent to 25 crores. In a way, we were asset rich, cash poor. She had every reason to cry. She had every reason to blame the fate. She had every reason to blame the environment and things like that. She never did any of that.
She
just took the responsibility on her hand. That's when I found how much is a woman power.
True.
And how much a woman, if she decides to take the, brush in her hand, so much good for the family and for the, society. Agree. Whereas as I was growing up, I see much more. My mom was a 9th standard from Andhra Pradesh. When she came to Tamil Nadu, she neither knew Tamil nor knew English.
Mm-hmm.
When she was able to go this much, and I see people around, extremely educated, very safe and secure, but don't have the confidence to take the risk. And the patriarchal society also tells them very subtly, you are a woman, you can't do much, nothing can be done. And they are also believing in that.
True.
And many women who came to me the first time, they will say, I am after all a woman, what can I do? My husband will help me, my brother will help me, my father will help me. Today I can proudly say I have created house husbands. The women have started making more money than the men. India is still not ready for that shakeup.
True.
Okay, they think that men means they should go and work. Women means she should cook, take care, make couple of babies and take care of the home. That's why the construct, the social construct is there. And that I saw it breaking in front of my eyes with my mother. And that is when I saw the power of the women. And I said, here is such a huge potential, huge talent. is getting unutilized. Why not I channel it and make it into a business model?
Lovely.
And that's what Natural's business model is all about.
So how
and then I see now India is again so much women is there.
True.
And educated today. Today no more like before.
Right.
Okay, these women are today educated women.
Educated and empowered.
Yes, young power. Why not we make a best use of that? I think not only naturals, every industry, your digital industry is again a huge opportunity.
True.
For women to make a difference. There is what you call so many things where women can now take lead and do that. I don't think there is anyone, if at all men only, we should feel inferior. Because women alone can give birth, men cannot.
True.
So if there is one thing where women is superior, I think women are superior.
Wow.
But they are foolish to pretend they are equal to men. Actually, they are superior and right. They always have been.
Beautiful. I think, so how many women in Natural Salon now? How many?
We have around 460 financially independent franchise partners.
Wow.
Out of the 12,000 odd people working, more than 70% are women.
Women. Wow.
So that makes this thing very, very, very good. And many of them from Northeast. That also is giving us immense pride. I think India as a country, we need to bridge it. We can't say this is from one zone, that is, no. I think we should welcome everybody
right. And
keep them. That's what the beauty of India is.
True. Northeast is very good at this talent, right?
I think they are.
Why do you think this talent booms a lot there in that country? In that state.
I think when nature adds difficulty, it throws in brains also.
Right.
See, nature has been so unkind to them. I think we as a country has been very unkind to them.
True.
Okay, there are so many ways they are disadvantaged. So when they come and see the other side of the coin, they are very happy here. For a 16-year-old girl and a boy to come out of their parents and come here, settle down, do some work, make some living, the ability to communicate in English, willingness to relocate in a new place and adjust to that environment. All this puts Northeast kids in a much, much advantage situation.
Right.
So they completely use it.
Amazing. I think this is some insights not a lot of people know. We all see that they've been working in this industry, but we don't know why are they working in this industry, right? Yeah.
And they are very, very high on fashion and beauty.
I know.
They carry themselves. They are beautiful.
So well.
After that, the lipstick and the nail and the fashion quotient of the Northeast kids are phenomenal.
Phenomenal. They carry
and that suits
phenomenal.
Us.
Right. Agree. I remember almost every cultural festival, schools and colleges gave away natural watches, and that excited a lot more people in the past. And now to digital marketing. What's your marketing journey been like? Like, where do you see the future of marketing for salon businesses?
No, it started off, it was a trial marketing, if you have to simplify it.
Right.
So we opened salon, and the salon business is a once in a month business. Okay, so you take a service this month, next month only you take a service.
Right.
If I don't fill my salon, I have to pay the rent, I have to pay the salary, I have to pay the electricity. All my fixed costs are very high. Only the variable is my product cost, which is very less. So if I don't fill the salon is not going to really work. So
right.
I started, I had the earlier opportunity to work with my brothers in Velvet and Chic and Nivaran. And the Meera and the Raga, we used to sample the product in Kumudam and Ananda Vigadan. So by virtue of whenever we give a free sample, the sale from next week onwards, it will boom.
True.
So I'm very comfortable with the trial marketing concept.
Right.
So I wanted to try with this natural salon. I printed a voucher. I myself will stand in front of Pantaloons and distribute the vouchers.
Wow.
My own family members will disown me. I said, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Absolutely.
Why should I feel ashamed?
For shameless marketing.
Correct.
Right,
if I am what you call not come, this thing about my business,
absolutely.
Who else will be
true,
doing?
True.
So I used to stand there and distribute the vouchers.
CEO is
and
the first salesperson.
Correct.
Right, yeah.
First and the last salesperson.
Yeah, agree.
Our job is continuously to sell.
Right.
So I used to do that and I used to fill the salon, and that's how I built the brand Naturals. My competitor at that point of time will say, what is this Naturals vouchers is available everywhere. They will go bankrupt. And finally, today I can say very proudly, all the salon, whoever is now, everybody is using this. The imitation is the best flattery.
True.
And that's what everybody are using. So that's how the salon trial marketing. Today, in a digital world, Uber and Ola and a Swiggy gave us for downloading an app, they gave us money. First time they thought, how can somebody give free this thing for downloading?
True.
That is how they recruited the customer. And that's how much the market has changed. The concept is the same, which is trial marketing. the vehicles have changed. True. Today it is app download and digital way of making people to come and try a product.
True.
Earlier it was magazine sampling, standing in front of the thing and making your people to try the product. I think unless you make people try the product and like the product, and otherwise you cannot build a brand.
Right. Amazing. I think some amazing thoughts there. I remember one of your talks, you said if you're not good at something, then work with the best people who are good at that. Where else have you applied this mantra in your life?
I think I've applied with you only. See, having an Ecomi as our digital partner.
Thank you.
Is very similar. Having a Mahatriya as our mentor.
True.
Okay, and going over to him, reaching out to him and asking that. Everywhere, even my team members.
True.
Okay, but your team members, at one point of time, the CEO is the team member and he plays all the roles.
Right.
At another point of time, you select the specialist who knows better than you on that genre.
Right.
Okay, all put together, that is how you will be able to build a team. When some of your team member is lacking, you go outside, whether it's a digital agencies, whether it is a Kareena Kapoor being a brand ambassador. And today we have appointed this Smriti Mandana, who is a cricket RCB captain and things like that. Using the best.
We have appointed her as what?
As a brand ambassador for Nachos. Yes,
oh,
yes,
that's
yes,
nice.
Yes,
when
yes.
did it happen?
It's happened last month. Next month is the shooting, and from January 2024, she will be official in the television.
Why? And why her?
I think she is going to be the game changer, not only as a cricketing icon. I think cricket as a woman cricket is going to go places with IPL coming in.
Right.
So I wanted a young, stylish. I wanted Naturals to. One of the thing is Naturals is looked at a slightly older brand. Mm. I want a younger thing. So that's where we chose.
Amazing,
her.
Amazing. I think a few years ago, you started Naturals Training Academy and also Naturals Beauty Academy now. So what was teaching always something a part of a big picture for your brand? And what's the ideology behind starting this institute?
Not really. Earlier, this industry is apprenticed.
Right.
Nobody will pay money and learn hairdressing, makeup, pedicure, manicure. Bus. This is considered to be a taboo activity.
True, it was.
One of my favorite thing is a thing which happened, anecdote. I want to share it. This happened some 4 years before. I walked into one of my salon to have a quick shave in the morning. The receptionist did not recognize me. I became half happy, half sad. Then the first person also did not recognize me. This time even more sad. Then the second person said, please come and sit. I don't know whether he was treating me as a boss or as a customer. It doesn't matter. I said, I want to have a quick shave. He said, are you C.K. Kumaravel? I said, thank you. Yes, I am. He said, I was searching for you. I wanted to come and say thank you to you, meet you, but glad you have come here. So I asked him for what? He said, sir, I thought my franchise partner has given him some salary raise or my team has given him some special training. I asked him for what? He said, sir, I am in this industry for the past 14 years. First 4 years, I was working with my father. My father was called a barber.
Right.
I was called a hairdresser. Joined Naturals, became a hairstylist. Then I became a style director. Today, I am a salon director. The way in which I started looking at me has changed. My family looks at me has changed. The society looks at me has changed.
True.
For that, thank you, he said. That's when I realized unknowingly, I touched a taboo activity, converted to a lifestyle profession. Business.
Right.
And today, people from different caste, different creed, educated, rich, so many people are now a part of this ecosystem.
True.
I think to that way, we can very proudly say salon business before Naturals and salon business after Naturals.
Naturals.
So we have disrupted like that. So that's one of the best thing I would say that. So going back to your question, which is about
Teaching, academy.
Yeah, why yeah. academy? It is an apprentice business. So nobody was willing to pay money then and learn this. So the father studies, some people work for 6 months, 1 year, and then they start their own or work with them. That's how it was there. There was no money because there is no lifestyle. There is nothing. It is just a blue collar, low end activity.
Right.
So once it becomes financially viable, that is where people are willing to now study. Today, makeup artists, the our own makeup artist, freelance makeup artist, hairstylist are making in 50,000, 60,000 lakh of rupees. Buzz today, the money can be made, and that is how the business has been looked at.
Right.
So once that is coming, people are willing to now pay formal money and learn it.
Right.
And that is when the academy has a big opportunity has come into picture. We are also opening a lot of salons. A European brand came and studied the Indian hairs and dressing business, and they said I think the stylist, the business is ready. The style, basic cutting and coloring is good. Only thing they lack is the finesse. If you are able to give them some, teach them some soft skills, some finesse, they can become a great hairstylist.
Amazing.
That's what is the person they concluded. And that's when we thought now a lot more money can be made. And then we made academy actually for our own internal consumptions.
Right.
Suddenly we thought that only for internal consumptions we keep it. Our own people don't want to study.
True.
We need to now glamorize it and say that other people are paying a lakh of rupees. Why not? When we give anything free, there is no value.
There is no value. Right.
So then we said that, okay, this is the money we others are paying. You can now take it at 50%.
Discount.
And things like that. So that's when the
it started. Also, it's a great way to get some best talent for us, right?
Yeah. And today we look at academy as a separate business opportunity by itself. And we have John Allen, who has taken over, and we look at 1,000 academies happening in the next 5 years.
Beautiful. Again, this is a franchisee model that
absolutely,
we are on.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. How important it is to attach your personal brand or name to your business? I see that you do a lot of that, like you attach your personal brand to the business.
Actually, I am a very introvert in the beginning. I never used to speak well. I used to collect a lot of knowledge. And the knowledge, there was no platform. Nobody used to call me. There is no platform to share. And I also not confident. I never held a mic till I was 40. So it was a kind of an this thing. But I started collecting a lot of knowledge. Socrates says so beautifully, he says, unutilized knowledge is a burden.
Right.
So it was like it was waiting for an opportunity. When we started opening salon, they gave me an opportunity. I have to, obviously have to speak. I speak in the occasion and the next time I speak something else. And people said, sir, last time you spoke was different. That was good. This time was something different. Why not you? Then I, what you call, found out that people started liking my
talks.
Okay, the content, what I'm speech, putting it together. Then I thought, let me make a structure to that and put it in a form in which more people can consume. Started doing that. Then my own ecosystem, other ecosystems, Suren, Success Resources, BNIs, Rotaries, JC, anywhere you call, then colleges and schools. This is everywhere I go and speak, because so many people have helped us to reach where we are at this point of time. Knowledge and wealth have to be shared. So my this thing is wherever people go and ask, I go and share, because I think that is my way of saying thank you to Stephen Covey, Dennis Waitley, Emma Zudemurthy, so many, Mahathriya, where else can I thank them?
True.
I think this is my way of spreading the knowledge and saying thank
Amazing.
You.
Beautiful, sir. Thank you for inspiring with that thought. I've noticed you've been inspired a lot by people in the history and even people you work with. Who are your top three inspirations?
I told already, Mahathriya is one of the
Amazing.
Indian inspirations, I should say. Mahatma Gandhi. One man can make a difference. That one line I have picked up from one of the speeches of Udayamurthy about Mahatma Gandhi in American Parliament.
Right.
I think how Indians look at Mahatma Gandhi and how Americans look at.
Right.
American looks at him as a one man can make a difference and draws inspiration. Indians look at him as an outdated old man.
Yeah.
So that's the where we have lost out. I think he's one of my greatest inspiration. Second is Anita Roddick, my business role model of Body Shop founder. Most of what we are doing is modeled on Anita Roddick.
Wow.
She says so beautifully, conduct business with a commerce with a conscience. Okay, I think that's what sums up what we are doing. We
True.
Don't think from the mind, we think from the heart.
Heart.
I think that made a huge difference for us. So I always used to tell parental way of franchising. In India, systems, process, putting that, that's not important.
Right.
So it's a large country. So work with a lot of heart. If you are able to put that, you can connect the dots much more easily. So that's the second Anita Roddick, Mahathriya, Mahatma Gandhi and Dennis Waitley, where I have started hearing the first time the audio cassette, where I have learned so many that habit of mine was starting point was Dennis Waitley. So these four are my top list.
So my biggest takeaway is put your heart into everything. Right? Yeah. Your top three proudest achievements in the last 23 years as an entrepreneur?
One is definitely, as I told, that the pride to the industry what we are representing.
Right.
From a taboo industry to a lifestyle activity where everyone wants to participate. Especially a caste and a hierarchy which is attached to that is removed.
Right.
I think it is not one person. When I started, my mom told you should not be doing this. In the back of her mind, this caste hierarchy was working. I said, don't worry about it. As long as it's legal and it is nice, there is no hierarchy. This has to be broken.
Mm.
So I very conveniently and comfortably broken this caste hierarchy when it comes to the salon business. I think other people should break in other things. It is not one person. You like doing, you do that.
Right.
Okay. I don't think your birth decides what you should do and what you should not do. So that's my first thing. And the second one, what I love is about the women entrepreneurs. Giving so many women entrepreneurs, I said, that is creating them. That gives me the second satisfaction. Third is, I want to make, it's a shame that, again, Mahatriya told, it's a shame that we can only, in India, we can, such a big country, the largest populated country in the world, not even 10 field we can say we are number one.
True. Across the world, yeah.
Yeah. Why not we be that number one in salon chain in the world? At least let's have dream big, no? Somebody else will take that and do that. If you are able to do that, very good. Thank you very much. Or somebody else is able to inspire and they are able to do that, even very good. So that's my third thing.
Nice. Do you believe in God?
It's God is like sun. And sun is omnipresent. God is omnipresent. Just because you believe in him, he is not going to give you anything extra.
Right.
Just because you don't believe in him, sun is not going to shine one bit extra.
Right.
Just because you believe in sun. And just because you don't believe in sun is not going to give you any one less. I think more people have been a failure in life because of the belief in God. Belief in God is not a substitute to hard work. Lot of people think that believing in God will come and write your exam. He will not. I think once in a while it is good to get know that something above is there, so that you are little more human.
True.
Your humility will come. You know that then shock absorber thing will come. Otherwise, believing in God, thinking that God is going to be a substitute for hard work, I think I have come up with this thing. And religion, I have my own views on that. Religion is considered by the masses as true, by the wise as false, by the politicians as useful.
That was a good one.
So I think we should. God in my mind.
By the politician as a tool is the better one to say.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is your favorite book and which one would you recommend?
If you are going to read only one book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. He's talking in that book, Stephen Covey talks the same thing as what is taught in Bhagavad Gita or a Dhammapada or a Holy Quran or a Bible. There is nothing new in that. But the beauty of Stephen Covey is he has sequenced it.
Right.
Okay. Success is like knowing the combination to your number lock. If you put the number right, the lock will open. He has put be proactive, put first things first. Begin with an end in mind. The next one is think win-win. Then he goes on to, he talks about the first starting from private victory and then going to the public victory. Many a times we don't get the internal man right. We want to go and win the world. So be proactive, begin with an end in mind, put first things first is your way of getting the internal person right. Then you go outside and you say think win-win. First, seek to understand, then to be understood. Synergize and sharpen the saw. These are the next 3 habits or 4 habits. The 3 habits are external. Sharpen the saw is you are continuous learning.
Right.
If you are able to put all these 6-7 in sequence, I think that is what 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is saying. Get the internal man right, then go outside and win. Say, suppose you are a very good surgeon, but you are a very bad person internally at home and you are not taking care of your health, you are not taking care of others, you cannot become win-win there.
Right, yeah.
So that's why I think the first 3 habits are get the man right and then go and conquer the world.
Lovely. Beautiful. You know, in a salon business, when somebody's starting up, like a lot of people started, they don't know how to scale or... What are those 3 things that you think is very important in a salon business?
It's not only salon business. In many things, I feel, especially Indians, I would say that entrepreneurship is not new to Indians.
Right.
Scaling is.
True.
Okay, in India, everybody are an entrepreneur because government cannot create, should not and cannot create such large jobs. Job creation is a forte of entrepreneur. And in a large country, everybody are trying to meet their ends meet and things like that. So they are very entrepreneurial in nature. So I think that's the one good thing. The second point is people should understand that at point two, it is not, one is many people have got small vision.
Right.
That is where they lose out. The first thing is you should have a large, big dream.
Hmm.
I think that is the starting point. Then you should start small. Dream big, start small and keep moving. If you are able to have a large dream, then start small. In the first phase, you will be doing all the work. In second phase, you know it is not you, it is your team.
Hmm.
Okay. And third phase, when you come there, I think you should be in a giver's mind. Say, suppose when I opened my salon, I opened it with an idea that me and my wife should, okay, we should be stand on our own. That's our first objective. Second is my children should get a good lifestyle.
True.
Third is my team members. I should take care of my team members. Their lifestyle and their team, their
Absolutely.
Family is
True.
My second priority. A person, when he employs more than 500 people, he or she belongs to the society first. Then the company, then the family, and last is himself. The way in which you start thinking completely changes in the beginning.
Right.
You are very selfish. You have to take care of yourself. Two, when you reach 500 plus, then how much of every activity and action of mine is okay. affecting the society?
True.
We have to impact the world positively. One of my favorite success quote, which is from Bhagavad Gita, it is success equal to well-directed effort. It is not effort, it is well-directed effort. Where is your effort directed to?
Right.
Second is plus time. Even a well-directed effort requires time.
Right.
Many times you want to become an overnight Obama, we can only make overnight upma. We cannot make overnight.
Nice
so
one.
You need to give time the time.
Right.
Okay. The last one which is in my mind is the beauty of the Bhagavad Gita is that he says, how you impact the world will impact you.
Hmm.
If you impact the world negatively, the world will impact you negatively.
True.
Always impact the world positively. Keep on impacting it positively, positively, positively. More will come to you.
True.
I have seen it in my real life.
That's true.
I have to believe, honestly, not because of that. I have used it and I have internalized it and I got the result also.
Beautiful.
So I can say that from this thing. Impact the world positively. Never do anything in shortcut. In life, long cut is the shortcut.
Amazing.
So do everything like that. I think life will give you so much in return. So that you are also very happy and you can also influence the world positively.
Amazing, sir. Some really great thoughts there. Any hobbies and interest outside work?
My in the chess, playing chess is one of my...
Oh, lovely.
Is one of my, what do you call, me and my brother used to play chess. And if I connect the dots, I can say that now in business also we used to think ahead because of the playing the game chess demands that.
True.
So I think that is something which is really, really helped us a lot. Second one, which is I always used to say, formal education will make you survive in life. Continuous education will make you a fortune. So continuous education, we all need to be a student in the school called life. Recently, I finished a class with Matri. In fact, last week only I finished.
Which class was that?
This was my Z-axis.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Which happens in the GRT.
Yes. Mm. So, but 58 years, I'm going to school now and I'm very happy about it. Learning, reading books, learning podcasts and what do you call, listening to podcasts, videos, audios. I think this is what has really made a huge difference in my life. So, and my hobby is continuous learning.
Beautiful. Lifelong learner, basically. Okay.
And like it's so enjoyable.
True. Makes sense. I always say learning is the fuel for growth. As long as we learn, we grow. The moment we stop learning is the moment we start to die from the process, basically. What are the top three trends and innovations you see in the salon and beauty industry next in India?
I think the online haircut is not going to come. In the near
no, sir, there's artificial intelligence.
Yeah, in the near future.
Yeah.
Sir, but this technology is going to be a great enabler and great way it is going to disrupt if you are not going to ride the front end of the wave.
True.
Okay, to that extent, wherever technology, So far it has been, whether it is for learning, whether it is for teaching, whether it is for identifying the trends, customers, what is the new things. I think that is where technology is going to be a big piece of the existing, what you call the new future. The second trend I am seeing is the age. The youngsters are going to really disrupt it. There is going to be, the youth is going to be, I say, especially for a country like India, which is young and vibrant country and digitally connected country. I think the kind of ability to understand the need and the aspiration of the youth and able to come with a solution for them is going to make a big difference. On the flip side, it's also going to be an aging population.
True.
So how are we going to cater to people above 70, 80, 90 and 100 is going to be another opportunity. I think all put together, we are going to be in a very, very exciting space. Tech will play a very important supplementary role, though not, it's still going to be human interactions. We are going to be a high touch business. We are not going to be a high tech business. So,
right. So you're saying that people will perceive how would they look, what would the appearance be before they go for the processes.
Absolutely.
Basically.
That's why I said, everything will be pre-programmed. They will see that. And then the customer will be selecting that. Then we will perform like a robo. That's what the man will do. Finally, what the customer wants. So
true.
Everything will be, before that, there will be a preview.
True. So artificial,
whether it's a bridal makeup, whether it's a new hair cut and color, new look and makeover, everything will be, artificial intelligence will help in a big way.
I'm sure. Is that already happening somewhere? Have we noticed that? Not yet.
Not yet. The trends are, we are watching. It's not come to a prototype in a commercial form as yet.
True.
I think many will be prototyping it.
Could be.
In fact, what we are doing is we are creating a naturals beauty incubation center.
Wow.
That's our next idea what we are working on. This new beauty incubation is only for people who are interested in beauty.
Hmm.
We are going to select some 20, 30 teams, give them space, give them mentoring, give them some money and work with them and introduce all the ecosystem people so that they can come with a MVP very soon. If it is working out well, we will invest and partner with them. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
What are those top things you do to grow your influence and impact?
I want to be a good news evangelist. So anything good person you meet, things which comes to your attention, and be a good news evangelist. LinkedIn today, that's something which I'm working very personally.
Nice.
I'm very, very, Facebook is different, Instagram is different, Twitter is different, and LinkedIn is different. And each one requires a different mindset, ability to put in 240 words and communicate in a Twitter, 240 letters. And the ability to communicate your message in a Twitter gives you a certain kind of sharpness. But today with AI and chatbot, I think life is completely going to disrupt it again.
Agree.
So I think that's something which I am working on very closely.
Nice, sir. Very nice. You know, today's millennials, I see they have a different working pattern altogether. What do you think is lacking in them?
I think there is nothing lacking in them. It's only lacking in us. So
nice.
They are looking at the life through a new glasses.
Right.
We are looking the life through the strained glasses.
Right.
So I think the instead of blaming them, I think we should correct ourselves.
Remove the strained glasses and wear the new ones.
Yeah. Yes. Right. They are looking, and they are a native to the, what you call, digital transformation. What is happening? I'm an immigrant to the digital era. What is happening to that extent? We need to catch up, and they are working in their own style and their own way. And we should only be changing.
Right.
And changes are happening so fast.
True. I always say this: don't change the millennials, but change your culture for the millennials.
Okay.
That's when the impact is created by them in your organizations. Amazing.
How does that culture? Can you explain that?
So for example, number one, you should give them the freedom for doing things. That's one of the most important things. Instead of telling them what to do, ask them, what can you do? That's very important. Number two, no micromanagement.
Okay.
That's something that they just don't like. So give them the freedom, give them the time and space and let them do that. And don't ask them questions because they just don't like it, because their parents don't ask them those questions. Right? So our parents used to ask us questions and we were time bound and we had to report back home, but they have that freedom now. So they don't expect those questions to come from an entrepreneur. This is the second thing. Number three, I think they want fast growth. They're not looking for, you know, they don't want a slow paced growth. They want to quickly grow inside a company. That's one of the things. And challenges. If they find it boring, then I think this is not their cup of tea. So they want like a really rapid challenge, which should keep coming, big opportunities which they can grab. I think these are few things that the millennial is looking forward to, which I see in them. So once this atmosphere or culture is created, then I see that they start to boom. They start to stay in the company for longer duration, basically. Okay, why does hairdresser always upsell the products?
Why does the fish swim?
that was a good one.
Yeah. So hairdresser by nature, so in Tamil they used to say, call him as Navidan. Navidan means one who is able to speak well.
Yeah, that's true.
And hairdresser by default is a good communicator.
True.
Okay, and he used to converse. In fact, Sivaji Ganesan, the great actor, used to tell, he used to come to that Ravi's salon, Ramesh salon here. And he says, once in a month, from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock is my time with them and do all the gossip of film industry and talk to them. And he is also talking, have lunch with them, have fun, laugh it out and go. He says, that's one of my me time. Mm. He used to say that. So, and the man also used to converse so well. And that's how the whole industry has been developed. And once he is conversing, automatically he is good in upselling.
True.
And customer also wants to listen to him.
Mm.
Okay. And he is recommending a shampoo, he is recommending a cream, etc. And customer is willing to try that. Because the product what is used in a salon is superior.
True.
Okay, to what is this thing? So all this combined together, the nature of business and nature of thing also, the stylist has to be a good communicator.
Right. Superb. $1 million question. How much can a salon owner make in a month?
Rain fills the size of the vessel you carry.
Wow.
So
nice.
I think it's up to them to define the, it's a blank check.
True.
What is going to be filled in, each one will decide what is going to be filled inside that.
How much can a natural salon owner, franchisee owner make in a month?
Naturals is a, typical naturals is a 15 seater, 1,500 square feet salon. A naturals owner can make a 10 lakh revenue per month with 3 to 4 lakh.
As a profit. Wow. So almost 40, 50 lakhs a year.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But it requires work. It doesn't come easily. So when
Of course.
So a lot of people think, okay, I'm not getting means I'm saying I'm always used to say that the classroom is the same. The teacher is the same. The subject is the same. The teaching method is the same. One student scores 30 marks. Another student scores 90 marks. The onus is no longer with the teacher. So we can give a framework. We can tell what to do, how to do, etc. Finally, the rubber meets the road. You need to put in that hard work. Only then money will come.
True. That's everywhere, sir.
Yeah.
People think buying a franchisee is the end of the solution, but that's the beginning of the problem, I feel.
It's like getting married. Many people think that getting married is a big achievement in life. After that, only life begins.
True. Staffing in salon business is like a huge challenge. How do we overcome that?
Huge opportunity. Any challenge you start, when your mind is weak, the situation looks like a problem.
True.
When your mind is normal, the same situation will look like an challenge. When your mind is strong, same situation will look like an opportunity. Any problem, flip it.
Agreed.
So problem, yeah, opportunity will not come in as an opportunity. I am an opportunity. Come and take it or not. It will come as a problem only.
Mm.
It will come as a challenge only. The smart ones will look at it and decipher it and find a solution in that.
Agree.
And that's how it moves on. So, shortage of manpower, quality manpower is an awesome opportunity which the industry is undergoing at that time. Create academies, create training centers, tell them how to do the business and that's it.
That's how we are able to pull the talent.
Absolutely. Yeah, even, yeah, yes, yeah, yes, yeah, yes.
What's the yearly revenue of Naturals overall?
We, this year, we should be, as a brand, we should be touching at 500 crores.
Wow.
That's the number we should be crossing at this point of time. And but that's also because of COVID, there is setback and we are trying to pull it back and putting it a lot of work to that. And that's where we are.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I heard the Naturals is going to tie up with Reliance. Is it true? Is it rumor?
It is not rumor. It is, we are in talks with them. Okay. The deal is not yet over. So there is what you call high probability 2024. We should be a Reliance Group company. We are working hard towards it.
Wow. I think it's going to be brilliant. 770 to 7,000 soon then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you need. Sometimes the world will conspire with you.
True.
And make your dream a reality. So I think when you are doing a good job in a smaller portion, a big company partnering with you can really. It's like
take
a,
you to the next level.
What you like traveling in a rocket.
Amazing, sir. Brilliant. What's the most funniest complaint or incident in your salon business?
Funniest complaint is when I walk in and for an appointment, they say we are very busy. So I said, thank you very much. And then when I stand there, the customer asks, can you give me a haircut? Somebody introduced me. I'm a natural spa owner. They think I know hairstyling. that's how the normal person, that's how they are thinking.
True.
So I think, okay, thank you very much. There's nothing wrong about
you
it.
You should give a haircut.
Unfortunately, yeah, I don't know. I wish.
I don't know. Okay. So one last question today. So in the beginning, you faced a lot of rejections in terms of funding, but you still somehow managed to grow into an empire now. So top three learnings that you would want to share that might benefit your young entrepreneurs.
SW. It means some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. Keep on knocking the door. Never, ever, ever give up. I think that's one thing is the hallmark of an entrepreneur, hallmark of any successful person. It's not the talent, it is not the, everything else can be a variable, but you should never give up.
Beautiful.
World can give up on you. Even if the whole world believes in you, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody can help you. On the contrary, even if the whole world doesn't believe in you, if you start believing in you, nobody can stop you.
True.
So I think the first and the best victory is to conquer self. Self-belief is the first starting point. Continuous learning is the second point. Always be in your field, you should be the best. And keep on meeting the people and learn from everybody and learn from the situation. Life keeps on teaching somebody who is ready.
True.
That is the second one I will say. And third one, never, ever, ever give up. One of my favorite thing is about a guy who does a soda business. He launched a soda called 3-Up.
Mm.
And the 3-Up failed. He still loved the soda and he launched the next time as 4-Up. 4-Up also failed. And he was, changed the packaging, changed the bottling, labeling, and launched 5-Up. 5-Up also failed. He was wanting to stop and then his heart is still there. And he wanted to give one last try and put everything into that and launch 6-Up. Unfortunately, 6-Up has failed. Today, somebody else have launched 7-Up, which we are holding and drinking.
True.
So never, ever, ever give up. Is my only this thing which I always hold it.
Wow.
So when you fall down, no problem. Falling down is not the problem. Remember to take something from down.
Wow.
If you don't take it from thing when you're falling down, that's a real failure. Falling is not a failure. Not refusing to learn, refusing to get up is a failure.
Amazing. I think you have the best punchlines. Like you're the Rajnikant when it comes to giving talks. Thank you so much for inspiring a lot of us today, whoever is hearing you. And I'm sure this is going to be one of the best podcasts on the internet. Thank you.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure meeting you.
So this was Mr. C.K. Kumaravel, someone who has inspired me quite a few times, especially when he's on stage talking to his audience and trying to speak his heart out. He brings in perspectives that possibly changes a lot of entrepreneurs' mindset out there. So if you are here inspired, do share with me what has been your biggest takeaway from this podcast in the comment section. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram. And also, I'm going to host a lot of these podcasts in the future. So please do tell me who would you like to see as a next guest on my podcast. Do share that in the comments below.